This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Contemporary music, local and international acts, 10 concerts, 7 venues, and 3 days of music. That's the promise of the Parma Music Festival that begins tomorrow and runs through Saturday in Portsmouth. Music fans can hear world-class musicians, hometown artists, classical, contemporary, and chamber music, music for film, electronica, panel discussions, concerts for kids, and many of the events are free. Here to dip into this all-you-can-eat buffet of music is Bob Lord. We guarantee listeners will have heard his theme for NHPR's The Exchange and his clever covers of thematic songs as Leaders of Dreadnought. That's the house band for our Writers on a New England Stage series. Today he's wearing his other hat as CEO of Parma and curator of the festival. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, thanks for having me, Virginia.
Tell us what we're listening to in the background.
We're listening to a piece called In the Time Before by a composer named Scott Pender. And this is a piece that I produced in the Czech Republic. And when I first heard it, I said, Scott, this sounds like a piece of theme music. You know, it sounds like one. And sure enough, when we met with C-SPAN down in Washington, D.C., they picked this tune out of all the stuff that we submitted to them as the one that they like the best for their television program, First Ladies. And it's airing now, and you can hear it on Sunday nights on C-SPAN.
Well, you are a busy, busy guy. I didn't even cover half of the events and variety of what's going on. What is the mission with this Parma Music Festival?
Well, I think a lot of people have a misperception about what serious music is, what classical music is, what romantic music is. I mean, I think in general what music is sometimes confusing for people. So the goal of the festival is to really try and lower the barrier to entry, to get people inside so that they can try out the music and they can see what they like and what they don't. Because it's just like food. You don't know what you like unless you give it a shot. And in this case, I think we've got a really diverse batch of music and musicians, stretching everything from, you know, indie rock to, as you said, electronica, and neo-soul, modern classical, orchestral music, chamber music, the works. And I think what people will find is that what they like is not that far off from what they thought that they might not have liked. And our goal is to help them migrate from genre to genre and music to music.
Let's take a shot with some more music. This is the cellist Ovidiu Marinescu. He's playing a piece here by Arthur Godshalk, a contemporary composer who shares a name with a very old one. I see here that Ovidiu is also in a Seacoast Artist Showcase with Jake Merman of the Tan Vampires. Now, that is a rock band we've had on Word of Mouth. Is this part of the breaking barriers, bridging genres, putting a new contemporary cellist on with a rock band?
Absolutely. You know, Ovidiu is a specialist in not only new music, like you just heard with Art's piece, but also in traditional music, like Bach. And in this case, you know, I don't think a lot of people have understood, and I mean, I think it took me a long time to understand that it's not necessarily about what you wear and how you act and all the rest when you go to see music. I think when you go to see a classical music concert, you expect something kind of austere and severe and something you need to really behave at. And I think the goal of this particular concert is to show that, you know, great music is great music.
So I shouldn't bring my tux?
I'll leave it at home, Virginia.
Well, here's an example of some more music. This is a track from 5813, which will also be appearing at the Parma Music Festival. So there will also be some more traditional offerings, Portsmouth Symphony Orchestra and some chamber music. What's on those programs?
Well, those programs are going to be focused, like you said, on more traditional classical music. And at the Music Hall on Saturday the 17th, we're doing a few different orchestral pieces, which I think are going to be really fun for the audience. One is the third movement of the Ginastera Harp Concerto. It's a great piece, just wonderful music and really energetic. We're also premiering a piece called Elegy for Clarinet and Orchestra, with the Grammy-winning clarinet player Richard Stoltzman. And it's a piece composed by Lucas Foss, who is one of the most respected and revered composers in America in the 20th century. But it's a work that was sitting in his desk for a long, long time, 1949, never been performed, never been played, and bringing it out into the world for the first time. So
wow.
It's really exciting for everybody involved.
That's Bob Lord, CEO of Parma and member of the Society of Composers Incorporated. He is the curator of the Parma Music Festival this weekend in venues all around Portsmouth. It's produced also in partnership with Classical Music by the Sea and the Society of Composers Incorporated. I will be there tomorrow afternoon to narrate a performance of Peter and the Wolf, along with dancers from the Great Bay Academy of Dance and players from the Portsmouth Symphony. We posted a link to the full schedule of events at wordofmouthradio.org. This is Memphis Night Train. It's a composition by Patrick Beckman with clarinetist Richard Stoltzman. I'm Virginia Prescott, always grateful for your listening time. We do thank you for tuning into stories best told by word of mouth. Join us again tomorrow at 2 here on New Hampshire Public Radio.